to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I am Mindy Tucker, TriDelta's VP of Marketing and Communications, and also the managing editor of the Trident magazine. What we're experiencing right now in the world today is unprecedented. And so we thought we would seek out the best advice for our members. We've launched a new series called Three for You, and we're asking some TriDelta experts to share three tips or best practices for us as we navigate this new situation. As women at work, as students, as moms, as individuals, we're all really seeking relevant advice right now. And so we decided to bring it to you. Today, what I want to talk about is one of the biggest shifts people have had to make, and that's working from home. Now, TriDelta actually has a few employees that work remote already. And so they're used to working from home. I work remote from San Diego. And my colleague, Erica Beatty, works remote from Phoenix. And so I asked Erica to join us today so she and I could talk and she could share a few tips for working remotely. To give you a little insight on her, Erica is TriDelta's Director of Alumni Experience. She joined TriDelta at Theta Chapter at the University of Minnesota, and she's a longtime TriDelta volunteer. I'm excited to hear some of her wisdom today, some of her insights as we navigate this as sisters and coworkers and try to make this all work and help everybody else out who's doing this for the first time. So welcome, Erica. I'm glad to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So I know you have your three tips ready. Want to jump in and just ask you, if you're sitting down with somebody who's doing this for the first time, what would you tell them? If you had three pieces of advice that you could give them, what would you tell them?
Absolutely. So I have seen so much going around on the internet today about really scheduling everything. And what I want to tell people is that doesn't quite work when you work from home. I like to schedule in blocks of time, more like activities, because your day-to-day schedule can get really upwardly when you have the addition of having kids or people who live in your house, your roommates, your husbands also working from home. Your schedule can get all over the place. So I like to think of scheduling it in blocks of time so that you can kind of set boundaries about when are your kind of start and stop times. What is your little mini commute that gets you ready to have the best work day possible? What are those little things you need to do to make sure you're ready? You need your coffee. You need to make sure that, you know, you've closed a door or set somebody up for success so that you can go do what you need to do. When possible, I love to block certain times of the day for meetings and then other times of the day for solo work. We all think we're really great at multitasking, right? But it's scientifically proven we can't multitask. What we can do is task switch. And if we're going back and forth, that takes extra brain power. And right now I need all my brain power possible to just kind of manage things. So where I can block time in chunks is really where I find the most success. And then I also try to kind of block time for life. You've got kids who need help. You've got to make lunches. You have to do some self-care. So really trying to, instead of think of my time in hours, I try to think of it in blocks of time.
So you touched on two things I think are really unique for people doing this for the first time and unique to this situation, which is, hi, you get to work from home and your kids are here. Yay! Yeah. Which we are both doing. And so I think that time block thing really does help because you might have a meeting and then you got to figure out something for them to do for an hour while you're in the meeting. And so I think that's a really great tip. The other thing that you mentioned was sort of finding time for life. Someone was talking today about how hard it is to stop working when you're at home because your computer is right there and you could just sit and work and get caught up in that for so long. And so having that sort of stop time, I think is probably really important for people.
Absolutely. I think it's always easy. Well, just one more email. And then you've missed that opportunity to take care of yourself or take care of your family or just especially have that right downtime.
And especially right now when you're stuck at home and you can't go do other things. I think that sucks you in a little bit more.
Absolutely.
All right. What's your tip number two?
So my tip number two is communicating. So communication has always...
The communications person likes that, of course.
I think one of the things that we find in remote work is you don't have that opportunity to walk down the hallway, check in on someone in an office, see each other after a meeting and have that side conversation. So what you have to do is be quite purposeful about letting everyone know when they can contact you. that you have open time or office hours, or, hey, you know, I've got some open time this afternoon. If you have time to touch base, if you have any communication tools outside of primary email, if you have a Slack, if you have a Teams, if you have an instant message platform with your work, giving yourself a chance to just say, hey, I've got some time later, let's touch base, and finding opportunities for those little communications one-on-one. And then I think also for me, the biggest success I've had is kind of my end of the day wrap up. I go through what I've done today. I send out minutes for anything I've attended. I've answered questions for the emails that need immediate answers so that that person can get to work the next morning without waiting on me. I answer any voicemails. I happen to work on a lot of projects. So if I need any project status updates, I try to get all that out so that no one's waiting on me in the morning to go. I also have the lovely difference of time zones, so I try to make being extra respectful of people who work earlier in the country than I do.
Right, right. That's always hard. Thinking about that time change, I think, is huge. And I love the idea of communicating more and just staying in touch with people, because I do think for those who are used to being in an office and being able to run down the hall or catch up over lunch, the water cooler, whatever, you're losing those opportunities. So I think that's going to take us into your next tip. What's your number three?
Absolutely. So I think one of the things that we need to do is add a bit more communication time into our everyday work. So when you're starting a meeting, I think we all just need a little extra time before you launch into your agenda to check on each other, see how everyone's doing on your team, see if they need anything. Is this still a good meeting time for them? Any extra compassion and kindness that we can give to each other as workers during this time when we're all trying something a little new and different always just makes everyone in the team ready to go and feel a little better as we start our work. I think you can also just have the ending water cooler chat. I think a lot of great opportunities are there for virtual opportunities to hang out. So if you really have hard meetings where you just have to start and stop, can you schedule something with your team that's a little bit later in the evening or maybe an early morning coffee where you all get together and just talk about how things are going? Have more of casual conversations and pocket those throughout your week so that maybe the rest of your meetings are a little more efficient, but you're still allowing that time for real connection and that real personal relationship to shine through for your teams. I think also just as you work with your one-on-ones, we have to ask different questions. If you happen to manage a team and you have these sessions where you talk about goals and you talk about what's happening and how is their work, there really does need to be that time where you ask them, how are they doing? How are their families? How are they coping with the changes of remote work? So just some great tips about how to make your virtual chats a little bit stronger, a little bit easier. First thing is lighting. I think most people, if they're using a laptop at home, they have a great little mini webcam already in their laptop, but it can only work if you've got light. So the nonverbal communication is so key. If you can just add a little lamp to your desk so you can have some better lighting on your face, your communications will just go a little bit smoother and everyone will be able to see all those nonverbal cues and be able to have a little bit better and stronger conversations. I think also we've seen some lovely videos on the internet of people having lots of people walk behind them or surprises happening. So I think any chance that you can, if you can shift your table so that you have a wall behind you instead of open space, is always just a little bit safer when we're working at home with all sorts of surprises.
I love all of this. And I think we've done a pretty good job of this at TriDelta this week. We've had some virtual coffees with our CEO and lots of virtual meetings. You and I are used to that because we do it on the regular, but it's been fun to see everybody on video. And dogs have joined the meetings and kids have joined the meetings. And I think there's just a lot of grace being offered right now to people because everybody's in the same boat. We all know this is a wildly dynamic situation and everyone's having to be flexible. So I like your tips, but I also like just the ease of like everybody's going through this. So don't overthink it maybe and just try to connect.
Absolutely. Well, and you know me, I love the subject of connecting. Yes. I've been fortunate to work on the launch of TriDelta's networking app, Connect DDD. So that's a great place where we can connect with people all across TriDelta's membership, whether it's by industry or by interest groups. We've started some great new groups there for remote students, people new to remote working, just giving great tips and some daily funnies just to get us through it. Mindy, I have to say, I think I like your group the best. Reluctant homeschoolers.
Reluctant homeschoolers. Yes, I will admit it. I am a reluctant homeschooler. I did start the group thinking somebody's got to help me through this because I can't do it on my own. Homeschool while working. Oh, we're all in over our heads. I love that you brought that up. I think ConnectDDD is a great way for everybody to stay in contact right now and to just get some extra support that you may need on a particular topic. For those people who don't know how to get there and sign up, you want to give them the spiel?
Absolutely. So we have a great new website version, which is connectdd.org. And you can go ahead and sign in. Yep. You can go ahead and sign in with your email, and you just have to put your collegiate chapter and somewhere around your initiation year so that we can find you in the system and we'll get you all set up. You can also download it from the App Store or Google Play.
So I know it can be a little more complicated to download this for an iPhone. And we do have a great set of instructions that we can link in the link here in the summary of the podcast for you. So if you're curious about how to do it, we've got a full set of instructions for you laid out, nice and easy. Erica, thank you so much for joining us today. I love your simple tip and great experience from doing this for a while. And we'll continue to see you here on the screen as we work virtually. And for anybody out there that has questions, feel free to email Erica at alumni@trideltaeo.org. She answers that email and she'd be happy to help with any other tips you might need on this topic or just getting connected as an alumni in TriDelta. Thank you to Erica. And I hope all of you guys are really keeping safe and staying home. We like to say at TriDelta, be kind, stay home right now. That's the best advice we can give you. We're hoping we're through this soon. I do want to also give a big shout out to all of the TriDeltas on the front lines who are in healthcare services right now. Thank you for everything that you're doing. We're thinking of you and lifting you up in Delta love. TriDelta's webpage is ready to go to help keep you updated with important information during this time, tridelta.org. You can click on 3 for you and get more information, more tips like the ones we've shared today. You can find out about Sisters Helping Sisters to see how our foundation is acting quickly to support our sisters. Always the most up-to-date information on our website. So please give it a visit. We'd also love to hear from you about what 3 for you topics you might like to see or hear from us on. So you can email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. Thanks for talking TriDelta with us. Stay safe. Join us next time and bring you.